This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Olin Kreutz is going to join us to talk about Drew Dalman.
Time.
What's up, guys? How's it going, man? The weather is beautiful here in Illinois, and the Bears are building both sides of their lines. Seems like it's kind of like we're in Bizarro World right now.
Now, we're through the looking glass here, people. White is black, and black is white.
Olin, you heard your old buddy Mike Brown at the beginning. Could you hurt somebody with a spoonful of pudding?
Olin Kreutz would get a spoonful of pudding and throw it at somebody.
You know, like...
No chance. I heard somebody in an interview, too. I heard somebody mention FBI range, and we don't want to talk about that. I think that was speech, but we won't talk about that either.
Stay away from the...
Let's freeze it right about now. Go ahead and roll it.
From the gun ranges on that one. Stay away from the gun ranges on that one. 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 Yeah. Damn it. I hate that you heard that.
Busted, Speed. Busted, man. Come on, man.
There it is.
Your corn. All right, I'll be careful. I'll be more careful with my gun range reference.
Next time, be more careful.
No, I think you said, oh, did I say that?
What? Did I say it out loud? That's my mistake.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, Steve.
I know, you tell me. I don't listen sometimes.
It is.
It's trouble.
Oh.
Don't we have to break? Take a break? Don't we have to take a break?
Yeah, Roger Van Zandt.
Yeah, who's this?
You know what this is.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm talking to an empty telephone.
I don't understand.
Because there was a dead man on the other end of this line.
The official adventures of... Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We got you until 6 o'clock. Shane's here. Tanny's here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Still alive. Still alive. Not hunted down by Olin Kreutz, although it remains on the table the rest of the afternoon.
I'd watch your P's and Q's if I were you.
Fair. Fair. Olin's the best.
He really is.
And it's funny because yesterday... As all this news was breaking all day long, people, hosts on the station.
I love that.
We're walking up and down the hallways going, when's Olin on so I can promote that? Thank you, Layla, because she knows a lot of people were waiting for Olin to comment on the offensive line and the new center. And as we know, like from guests that we've had, Max Unger, the former NFL center, otherwise everybody's like, you guys got Olin? What does Olin think about all this? And we had to wait till 5:25 yesterday.
We have a lot of trusted analysts here on The Score, and a bunch of them are going to be on today's show. I don't know if any one of them is more trusted in their particular scope than Olin is when it comes to offensive line play and center play in particular. So much so that in about 10 minutes or so, we'll share a little bit for those who missed what he had to say about Dahlman. We're going to start, though, talking a little bit more about the Bears. And Dahlman and Tooney and Jackson, you now have guard to guard. You've made some major upgrades here. People were super excited about Dahlman yesterday, Spiegs. Is that the person they should be most excited about?
I think when you look at the five acquisitions on the lines, on the offensive and defensive lines, with Grady Jarrett and Odengbo on the defensive side, and then Dahlman and Jonah Jackson and Tooney. No, the guy to really focus on is Joe Tooney, because he's going to make Dahlman better. He's going to make the whole offensive line better, and he brings instant pedigree to Caleb Williams as well. And just thinking about this, this is a guy who won Super Bowls young with Brady and then won Super Bowls in the middle of his career with Pat Mahomes, and now hopefully is going to win Super Bowls, or at least one, with Caleb.
A playoff win would be fine.
I know, and I know the heads are out over my skis, but when you think about like a dude like this, he could get to the Hall of Fame if he has another chapter here, like his other two chapters.
I think his candidacy is actually pretty good already, but yes, if you're talking about two great years with the Bears, where he's one of the best guards in the league again.
And maybe more than that, Lawrence. They might still sign him to an extension. If that dude can still play, he might play into his dotage. He might wrap it up right here.
He might, but I mean, if you just look at what happens to guys when they get to be about 34, 35, mm-hmm. I'm just going with the numbers on this. And if to me, I look at this as a play by the Bears for their near future. Like, make these moves and try to get some stuff done in the 2025 season and in the 2026 season.
Look, this is audio that happened over the weekend on the BetMGM network, right? And this is audio that was sitting there staring me in the face. Like, we got to hear this because it's Andy Reid. It's the best coach in the NFL who just lost Joe Tooney because he had to lose Joe Tooney. Because
they made the choice between Trey Smith and Travis Kelce versus Joe Tooney.
But Tooney is what reinvigorated their entire offensive line down in Kansas City and helped them build what they have built. And now they'll try to withstand it because that's the way the league works. But I think it's a pretty rare opportunity to hear the best coach in the NFL talk about what I think is the most important Bears acquisition. And we can do that right now.
It didn't fire, but that's
Clay,
okay.
You know this, man. He's like my favorite. One of my favorite all-time guys that I've coached. Just, you know, that human part of it. So you're around him, and he's just a good dude. I mean, just all around a good dude and tough, dirty, dirty, tough. He's going to do Chicago, just a heck of a job. I mean, he still can play. But the thing you got to do is you got to be able to manage this cap thing, and it's a nightmare that way. If you're not going to push a ton of money forward, then you got to manage the cap and try to keep consistent with this whole winning thing. And it's that's not an easy thing to manage. And sometimes you have to make these decisions, and it just kicks you right in the butt. They're tough ones. You know, they're just tough. Now, we're lucky to have some guys that we feel like can step in and play that position, young guys. And you've got to. You got to go ahead and you've got to take that whatever risk there is. You've got to take it and say, hey, listen, we've done some things in the draft to make sure that we're in a position where we can make this whole winning thing a possibility. And so, you know, we did that last year with Kingsley, and he'll have an opportunity. Caliendo did a nice job working into that position, so you've got good compete at that left guard spot, and then it gave us that opportunity to maybe move Joe and move him into a place that he really wanted to come to. And so you at the same time of taking care of ourselves, we were able to take care of Joe that way.
Man, I think that lets you know the full context. And just in case there's anybody who wasn't grasping it, and even if you were, just like put this over the top. That's Andy Reid saying that Joe Tooney is one of his favorite players that he has ever coached. Tough and dirty tough. And he can still play. And sometimes as you're trying to go for that whole winning thing, which he said twice and made me laugh, you got to make decisions that just kick you in the butt. They're not done with Joe Tooney. Andy Reid loves the guy, knows the guy can still play, had to do this. And so they chose to do right by him and send him to Chicago. He wants to be here. And just the nature of the cap. And it's like Andy Reid is annoyed at the cap. He's annoyed at the process of having to keep going with this whole winning thing. Because if he was just building a team, dude, if he was just thinking about it from a team building, he's not getting rid of Joe Tooney. He's not. He just has to. And that reality is the Bears' gain.
Real quick, I can share this because we were talking a little bit about it and Andy brought it up inside of that cut. Andrew Brandt, if you're not following him, you should be, because I think he does he's a college professor and former agent and current lawyer and former front office person. There's not anyone who's really more qualified to talk about a lot of this stuff than him. He puts out his salary cap 101, and I know people have been worried about it, and you heard Andy Reid having to worry about it. So Andrew does cap 101 for people. And just a couple bullet points here for folks so you can understand what Andy's talking about and kind of where the Bears are at after all of this. He says, keep these things in mind. Contract values are not what they appear to be. The media gets this information for the most part from the agents. And as I know well, parenthetically, I was one, agents are always framing the contract in the best possible light, not necessarily the most accurate. Speaking of which, when a contract extension is done, the annual average is usually reported as the average for the extension years. But that money is never just added to the existing years. It is folded into them. So the true average is never the reported average with extensions. It's always lower. And this part, I think, is the most important. Yes, the salary cap is real, but it is soft. It's a soft cap. And he said a yarmulke joke, as I often do. It allows for cash over cap through signing bonus proration for teams that, one, have the financial resources to do so, Bears.
Yep.
And two, are willing to load tens of millions of cap charges into the future, Bears. For example, if a player has a $50 million signing bonus and a $1 million salary in the first year of a five-year deal, his cash number is $51 million signing bonus plus salary. His cap number is $11 million prorated signing bonus plus salary. That is $50 million cash over cap with just one player. Thus, the teams willing to pay a lot of cash are able to leverage this more than others, and yes, can sign more players, Bears, in the short term.
See, those are the reasons that it's very difficult for us to sit here and tell you how much money's actually left under the cap. Shane, do you have an update on that? Are we still between 5 and 60
It's definitely between 5 and 60. It's at 37.5 right now.
So is that really where it is?
Yes. Yeah.
Theoretically? Do we know that for sure?
Yes. Yeah, it's tied with the Packers for the fifth most available cap space in the NFL.
So they still got room.
You better believe they did.
Even after everything they've done, they still have room, man.
Because you can get creative. The Saints have been doing this for a decade.
Glad we married those things together. You're Andrew Brandt and Andy Reid saying that Joe Tooney wanted to be here and Andy Reid got kicked in the ass to have to give him up.
We got a break.
And the way you talked to me yesterday when I said it was between 5 and 60.
Yeah.
I know, right?
He was right.
But you were right.
Yeah, he was on it.
Yeah, it's a big range.
When we come back, we're going to give you what you want. You wanted to hear what Olin had to think about Dahlman? It's next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
From the score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It is on like radar charm.
With a fleet of super bads and status radar charm.
Afternoons on the score.
Hey, I always say, guys, the farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Oh, yeah, Olin dropping bars. And then they go out and they get five guys who play real damn close to the football. Spiegel and Holmes show on 670 The Score. Olin was terrific at 525 yesterday, talking about Drew Dahlman and the specifics of the signings. But you thought there was one thing that kind of jumped out to you, right, Lawrence, in terms of the overall message that's getting sent.
Yeah, and that's the idea of what all of this means for the Bears and Caleb Williams. And I thought that Olin was great in expressing how all of these moves are now connected to trying to make the quarterback better. So here's Olin talking about where things stand with the Bears, with their moves, and with their quarterback.
They're buying into you, right? That's the message. They're buying into you, buy back into them. Engross yourself in Ben Johnson's offense, man. Go there, erase all the noise. Don't listen to anybody else. Let this guy coach you, be the leader for that team. They believe in you. They're spending all this money to protect you, right? He's a shorter quarterback, so they built the middle of the line like Drew Brees, right? Build the middle of the line, keep the front up. They say in New Orleans, that middle was more important, right? Keeping the guys on the line of scrimmage because they had a shorter quarterback, right? If you got a guy like Herbert in San Diego, he doesn't have to drop. He's like 6'9". He just get the ball out, right? But when you have a shorter quarterback, the middle of your line has to be strong. It's almost more important than the outside of your line. So the message to him, Lawrence, is we got you everything you need, man. Now it's you. Now buy in. Now execute the offense and the details, and eventually you want this guy to say, hey Joe Tooney, what was Tom Brady like, right? What was Patrick Mahomes like? What were they like every day? I remember when I went down to New Orleans, the first play of walkthrough, Lawrence and Speaks. I did my block and walkthrough, and I stopped, and Drew Brees went through every progression, and then he ran a sprint out drill, right? He never stopped. He did that every time. He went through, and the walkthrough play went on for 40 seconds, and I thought to myself, that's why this guy is great.
Man, that's such good stuff about watching Brees and seeing it at that point in Olin's career, having played as long as he did. And he's like, oh, look at that. That's how the elites do it. I get it.
So now let's give the people what they want. What does Olin think of Drew Dahlman?
And then when he got the number one center on the market, Drew Dahlman, very consistent, good technique, good outside zone football player, has played with young quarterbacks, can get guys lined up, can get the call out, can do the job that he needs to do in the prime of his football career, guys, at 26. Really just coming into his own as a football player. Hopefully he keeps ascending under Coach Roshar. Dahlman is an outside zone guy, so I haven't watched all his film yet. Haven't seen him do a lot of pulling, but I'm sure he can. I'm sure he can pull if he needs to pull. He looks like that kind of athletic center, a guy who can get on a second level. Down there with the Denver Broncos, Tom Nalen was their center. Reminds me a lot of Drew Dahlman, guys. Tom Nalen, great football player for the Denver Broncos. Outside zone specialist. I remember my first play ever trying to run outside zone in the NFL. Guess what happened? Mike Wells picked me up 3 feet in the air and dunked me on my head. So I went and found Nalen film, and I studied it. And I said, okay, what does this guy do to get guys blocked? Because what I did in college doesn't work. And Nalen reminds me a lot of Dahlman. And just the way of, like, you're trying to stretch the defense speed. So the back is aiming point is usually the outside leg of the tight end. And he's got to run there. You're trying to stretch the defense, and then make one cut and come downhill. And Dahlman does a nice job of either reaching. He reaches the nose, but I mean, he cuts him off. Hard to do without film, hard to do without a grease board. But he cuts the nose off, gives the running back that crease, or he runs him. We say, okay, if you can't cut him off, run him out of bounds. But you're not trying to move him backwards. You're just trying to stretch the defense off and cut him off somewhere.
Such good stuff from Olin. Tom Nalen and that Denver Broncos offense, that outside zone rushing game, most famously with Terrell Davis in the late 90s. But I'll never forget, because when Terrell Davis was done, they got 1,100 yards out of Olandis Gary the next year. And then they got 1,487 yards out of Mike Anderson the year after that. And then they moved on to Clinton Portis and got big years. Like, they just kept doing it and doing it and doing it well with that scheme and Tom Nalen, who Olin's talking about.
I was playing the role of the back during the cut, during Olin's cut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where I was going
sideways, and then you saw your spot. Yeah.
Just to show people how it looks
when the
pros do it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let everyone know how
Damn
that
it.
Works.
Is that Clinton Portis? Am I working with Clinton Portis?
I know, right?
Out here?
It's a good thing,
yeah, man.
It's a good thing. We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll do a version of Ben's Vision. Matt Miller is going to join us, so we get to talk with him about the moves that have already been made and the draft. I love that he's back doing stuff with us. That's exciting.
It's our partner in Guagi right there. And later on next hour, let's talk about the quarterback carousel and where Aaron Rodgers is going and such.
Yep, we got a lot of cool football stuff for you today. Thanks for sticking around. It's Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's ALMASED.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.